big nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I am Tom Pounder, and welcome to another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. Today we're trying a few new things. One is I have a new microphone, this big honking microphone that I'm trying to speak into that I actually had Valerie, our administrative assistant at New Life, get for me that I have no idea how it's going to go. So we're testing it here. Oops, and there's this little spill. But there, yep, we have this microphone. And I'm recording in the house of Megan Coughlin and Megan Enscombe. These are my friends, Megan. Guys, say hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Excited to be here.
Oh, nice. Good. That's what I like. Okay. See, Megan and Megan are good friends of mine. And I want to do some introductions because these guys are the people I'm interviewing today for the podcast. So, Megan Enscombe, go ahead. Who are you? Where are you from? And what do you do for a living?
I am Megan Enscombe, and I'm from Pittsburgh. I am currently a special ed teacher here in Loudoun County.
Loudoun County, Virginia, right?
Virginia.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Just making sure for those people that aren't from Virginia, they just know that Loudoun County is in Virginia.
Yes. Okay. Right. Good. Here in Virginia. Yeah. Good old South Riding.
Good old Virginia.
Yeah. Okay, and Megan Coughlin, what's your story?
Megan Coughlin from Pittsburgh / Erie and a first grade teacher.
Okay, good. Now, I've invited Megan and Megan along with me. I actually met them because Megan Coughlin does not teach there any longer, but Megan Enscombe. I'm just going to call you the Megans, if that's okay. Can I just do
Megan with an H, Megan with no H.
Megan with an H.
Plural.
Yeah, okay, there you go. They worked at my daughter's school, but Megan with an H does no longer work there. But that's neither here nor there. Okay, so I invited them along with me because I had some questions about kind of their upbringing and their church involvement. And again, I've known them for about 2 years now, and I just was curious about church involvement as teenagers growing up. And so, Megan Enscombe, were you involved with the church at all growing up?
I was not. I was born and raised going to a Catholic church, so we were more about the CCD. I wasn't really familiar with the youth group thing.
Okay, well, that's kind of my next question there. Okay, so no, that's good. That's good. You weren't very familiar with the youth group. What do you mean? Like, was there a youth group there?
No, we went to Sunday school every Sunday. It was a lot of people from my high school and middle school. But, no, there was not a youth group there. And I never really heard about youth groups in high school. I really didn't hear about anybody talking about them or...
But, okay, so then, in high school, though, did you know people who went to church?
Yes.
Okay, so you had a variety of different friends who went to church.
Yes.
Okay, but you never knew about any kind of youth group or any kind of church involvement that they may have been involved with before?
Not really, no.
Okay, have you ever heard of groups, like, did you ever hear of groups like Young Life or FCA? Okay.
Really? Until I went to college, and my family really started going to more of a Christian, non-denominational church. That's really the first time I heard about youth groups and being part of them and what they're like. So, no, I really never heard about them in high school.
Okay, good. Megan Coughlin, growing up in the same question applies to you. Like, what was your church involvement growing up when you were younger? And teenagers in particular? Yeah.
You
might have to speak a little louder.
Same. Like, Catholic, Sunday school, but not really, because I didn't even go to CCD through high school. Mm-hmm. I kind of stopped in elementary, middle school.
Okay, so did your parents go or anything like that?
Well, we still went to church.
Okay.
But not, like, school anymore.
Did you ever know that when you went to church, did you ever know about anything, any kind of youth involvement?
No, I'm kind of the same way. Never really, like, knew the people in youth, like, knew of people that went to youth group, but the youth group kids kind of, like, hung out together.
Okay, they hung out together. Would you say that was something very similar with you?
Yeah, and I think that's the reason I really didn't hear about it, because I wasn't really friends. We didn't have cliques.
Yeah.
But I wasn't friends with some of the people that were involved in it, and I think they kind of just stuck together and didn't really reach out or tell other people about it.
Yeah. Now, this is great. Hypothetically, now I know hindsight's 20/20, but at the stage of your life when you were in teenagers, if you guys could go back to teenage years, if you heard about something fun that was happening at a church, would you have said, "Oh no, I can't do that. That's at a church," or would you have said, "Oh, I might be interested in that kind of stuff"?
Yeah, if I had a friend that invited me to something, mm-hmm. it was my friend, I would go.
Definitely. Okay. And that's what I think, too. Like, my brother, when he was in high school, some of his friends were a big part of the church that I go to now, and they invited him to play soccer over there, and so he got kind of involved, but I just was never... If I had heard about it in high school and somebody invited me, I would definitely go to it.
Cool. And see, that's ultimately the point that I'm trying to get at with this podcast, and that's... Again, I've known Megan for a while now, and they both go to church. They go to my church sometimes. They go to other churches other times, but they're both involved with church. They both believe in God, but there was something missing in those high school years that I think are critical, and I think is important for all church leaders to get. And here's the bottom line: there are kids in our high schools and middle schools walking around looking for something to do, and unfortunately, they're not being invited to come to youth group. Again, Megan and Megan are a perfect example. They would have come had they been invited to come to this to a youth group event or a church event. They were going to church sparingly throughout their time in high school, and it was because Megan's brother got invited by some soccer friends to come to something fun at their church that they started getting plugged into a church as a family. And so the encouragement here is that we need to be training our students up to be inviting their friends to youth events. I'm not saying it'd be great to invite them to share their testimony with them or whatnot, but the reality is we just need to train our students up to invite the kids to come to group and let the leaders do the sharing of the gospel or whatnot. It's not a terrifying thing that we have to worry these students about. We just have to simply set up our students to succeed in inviting their kids, their friends, to youth group events. And that's what breaks my heart. Again, looking at Megan and Megan's story, they would have come had they been invited, but they weren't invited. And in fact, Megan Ensko said there were the Christian kids that just hung around each other. And that's great that they feel good and comfortable hanging around each other and encouraging each other, but they need to think outside the box. They need to branch out and say, who else can we get into the kingdom of heaven by inviting them to what we are doing? So that is the encouragement. That it breaks my heart again to see that there's so many students walking around just lost. And again, youth leaders can't get in there all the time to the schools. Sometimes they can, but they can't get in all the time. Our biggest advocates are our students who are involved in our youth program. So what can we do today to encourage our students to be inviting other friends to our youth group events or church events? So I want you to think about it. I want you to brainstorm. I'd love for us to talk about this on social media. Use the hashtag YMSidekick. That's what I'm trying to do for any time I post a podcast or now even do a blog, to do the hashtag YMSidekick. We really want to really start the conversation. How can we be encouraging our students, inviting their friends to group? All right, so that's kind of the main point of today's podcast. We're basically done. But before we wrap up, Megan and Megan, one of the things I like to do with a lot of the people that I've interviewed so far, I like to play games. And I know you guys are big game people.
Okay. We love our games.
Okay, so one of the things that I was kind of excited, I came up with this new game, and I don't even think I have a name for it yet. I don't have a name for it. But basically what we're going to do is we have two pieces of paper stacked in front of us, and you're going to grab the first one, and it's a famous movie quote. Okay, so you have to read the famous movie quote, but then you have to pick up the second piece of paper, which is a different accent. So you have to say that movie quote in the accent. Okay, does that make sense?
Okay, we got it.
Okay. I'm excited.
Okay, so we're going to play two rounds, and what we'll do is, guys listening to this on the podcast, you'll get to evaluate. When we put this out, we'll want you to tweet out who you think did the best job doing this. So hopefully we'll have some participation on social media for this.
Pressure.
Yes, it is pressure, but you guys are good. You guys are really good game players, and so this is good. Okay. And if you don't like it, well, no, just you got to do it. Okay, so who wants to begin? Do you want to do rock, paper, scissors?
Coglin?
Let's
do rock, paper, scissors.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay, Megan's doing the same.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, come on.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay, good. Okay. So Megan Ensco gets to go first. Okay. And so pick up the movie quote.
All right.
Okay, you got to read it out loud.
Mix it up right now?
Yeah, just read it. Tell them what the movie quote is.
No. Read it with your accent, right?
Okay, fine. Just read it with... Okay, now pick up the accent. And all right. Okay.
And we should guess the movie, too.
Oh, y'all know this one.
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
wait. We got to guess the accent, though.
Is it Russian?
Oh, that was not my guess.
No. It's Italian.
Yes.
Okay, but I made up these ones. Okay, good. Okay, Coughlin, you're good. Good. Uh-oh. I actually wanted that one. I was kind of hoping for that one.
Okay.
Okay, then pick up the accent.
Hold on, I want to really mix this up. Guys.
Okay, mix it up better. Come on.
Hold on, I got to think how I want to do this. Wait, I don't know if I can do this accent.
You have to try your hardest. Try your hardest. It's part of the game.
Okay, hold on. Shh. I can't.
This.
Okay, I'm just trying to think how this sounds. Show me the money. Top of the morning.
Show me the money. That
British?
Sounds.
No. It's
Italian.
Irish. How do you do an Irish accent?
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning. Okay. Okay, my turn. Here, my turn.
Wait, what movie was that?
Show me the money. Jerry Maguire.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't know that.
Okay. I don't know how I'm going to do this one. Oh, no.
I don't want to. It's hard.
I forget about it.
I have no idea. Creepy.
I was supposed to be Chinese. I don't even know how to do it. Okay, that was our first trial. This one's for all the money right now. Okay,
right.
So you got okay.
Right,
second round. Here we go. Okay, so pick your second one.
Okay. Got it. All right, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
I'll be back, man.
Jamaican Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes. Yeah, man.
Wait, which ones have it been?
These two right here, I think.
Okay. Oh. Let me think.
Give us your best.
This one, I feel like this, no, it doesn't go together, but. Like, say hello to my little friend.
Say hello. Is that like Swedish?
No, well, British. British.
Oh, okay.
British.
Okay, do you guys remember that movie? Say hello to my little friend?
Yeah, Scarface.
Scarface, there you go. Okay. Hey, dude, hasta la vista, baby.
Was that Jamaican too?
Was that New York?
That's supposed to be like California. How would you do California?
Yeah, hasta la vista, man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Kind of like, yeah, okay, beach bum. All right, Megan, thanks for playing the game along with me. Thanks for joining me for this podcast. I really appreciate you guys. Any final thoughts, comments, questions?
I don't think so.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me today on the YM Sidekick podcast. We'll be back next week. We're going to be talking with Matt McKee about something great that he is working on. So stay tuned for that. Again, follow the hashtag YM Sidekick to carry on the conversation. And I hope you guys have a great week. We'll see you next time.